This is NPR, Illinois. Downtown Springfield is jammed with parking problems. Shoppers and tourists complain about a lack of nearby spots. Outdated meters only accept coins, and parking revenue is near its lowest point in the last 8 years. A group of high school students looked into the problem in the fall. Mary Hansen talked with them and business owners about what can be done.
When Jessica Kasurik moved her salon, Willow and Birch, from Springfield's west side to downtown, there was one question she got.
That was like everyone's first question was, well, where are we going to park? And parking's terrible and this, that, and the other.
I talked with Kasurik while she sewed extensions into a client's hair on the second floor of her salon. Like many others, she says the problem with parking is perception.
In my experience, I've found that it's not terrible. Could it be better? Absolutely. But is there parking options? Yes.
Kasurik takes advantage of two options. She leases spaces for her staff in a lot near the train station and validates parking in the garage under the old state capitol. But the biggest thing she does is talk about it.
Whenever you say, come downtown, this is where our address is, figure it out, that can be very scary if you're not someone who patrons downtown on a regular basis. So we made sure that the communication was there so that it took the fear away from it.
Information about where to park is on the salon's website, and staff make sure clients know about it in calls and texts to confirm appointments. She says this works for her customers, but the city could do more to improve parking. Linda Renahan agrees. She runs Springfield Vintage.
So do you get customers that come in and complain about parking to you?
Oh, come on, you know that answer. I'm so good at giving out quarters.
Renahan has been on a mission to improve downtown parking for months.
In a lot of ways, it's not as bad as it used to be. But when you've got the city of Springfield telling everybody parking sucks and there's been no major work towards helping it, it's now become the reality.
Renahan also sees it as a communication problem.
There's certain blocks in downtown that would say no parking as much as 15 times
in one block.
That one block is 5th Street between Adams and Monroe. But Renahan says as you're driving into downtown on 6th Street, just before the old state capitol, there are no signs directing people to the garages.
So we've missed all these opportunities to tell people where to park. We're really good at telling them don't park.
Renahan took a few city officials, including the mayor and some aldermen, on her downtown parking tour. And in the last few weeks, she's seen progress. The city's Public Works Department removed several no parking signs, and they've added 3 signs directing people to the parking garages. Numerous studies have shown there is enough parking in downtown Springfield, and yet the perception problem persists. So what is the solution to downtown parking headaches? A group of high school students in the Sangamon CEO program think they have an answer. Avia Wang is a senior at Springfield High. She says at first they thought of proposing more parking.
But with the data, it was more overwhelmingly that the parking that we already had was not working. So we wanted to focus more on how to improve the meter specifically because it seemed as if people were the most negatively skewed on that type of parking.
The Sangamon CEO students surveyed more than 500 people last fall and found similar problems to what downtown business owners observed. Confusing signage, not enough information about where to park, and outdated meters. The students recommended a website with information on where to park and a parking app that accepts credit cards. Stickers on existing meters would direct people to use the app, but they could still use coins if they wish. Khazran Nasirpour is also on the Sangamon CEO team. He says they looked at other options, like kiosks.
That's a lot more costly, going from meters to that. It's kind of a big jump. So I think our solution is kind of maybe a transition between those two. It's kind of like in the middle. It's modern, but you're still using the meters.
The city of Springfield sought and received several bids from private sector businesses who say they have the answers to the downtown parking puzzle. But the students hope city officials will remember their comments as the city decides on a solution. A public hearing on downtown parking, as well as new traffic signals and one-way street conversion, is scheduled for February 20th. I'm Mary Hansen.